Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Retirement Your Way, brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope, with your host, insurance professional Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
And Director of Operations, Vicki Miller.
Hello.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What are we talking about today, guys?
Well, hey, we're celebrating a very interesting milestone with our company. Our founder, Jim Bird, who founded our company and has been in the business for, 30, 40 years, just had his 73rd birthday on October 13th. So any of you clients that are listening, if you all want to wish Jim a happy birthday, call our office. We'll give you our office number in a minute. Wish Jim a happy birthday, and we'll compile those and send those to him. You know, we appreciate all the hard work he put in growing and maintaining our business for as long as he had it, and of course now we're maintaining that and growing farther with Relax and Retire. So we want to say thank you to Jim and happy belated birthday.
Happy birthday, Jim. We love you. We miss you.
Last week, instead of a joke, I said, here's some interesting things that happened in history. And, you know, we've got some important things to talk about today, and some of them are not really happy, you know, because we're dealing in some really difficult times right now. But let's think about some things that happened in history. First thing, all the way back in 1913, October 3rd, Congress signed the first federal income tax into law. You know what the tax rate was?
What?
1% for people whose income was greater than $4,000.
How about that?
Could we have that percentage today?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Wonderful. Here's something I grew up with, and we'll see how many of our listeners are of my same age. Also in 1955, Captain Kangaroo aired on CBS for the first time. I wonder who remembers Captain Kangaroo.
Loved Captain Kangaroo. In the 60s, though, not the 50s.
Well, I understand. Also, now, going all the way back to 1920, the first NFL game was played with the American Football Conference. And then moving all the way forward to 1990, this was the week where Germany was reunified after the fall of the Iron Curtain. And in 1976, Barbara Walters debuted with Harry Reasoner on the CBS Evening News as the first female anchor.
Wow.
So a lot of interesting changes over the years. What does that have to do with retirement planning? Not a darn thing.
Except for there are lots of changes over the years in how you retire and how you protect your money.
Exactly. One of the things we thought about talking about today was 10 of the worst money moves for near retirees. Because, you know, you can make some real mistakes as you're getting near retirement, as you're in retirement. First thing, keep investing the same way you've been investing all of your life. You know, in your working career, you're saving and scrimping and putting money into different financial strategies for 30 or 40 years, and you're putting money in those to grow. Because most of the ones you put in are probably tax deferred, so you can't take it out without a penalty till you're 59 and a half. So most of us are contributing into long-term plans for about 30 years, and our objective is growth. Since we can't spend them, they're growth. So your focus in retirement really needs to be keeping your money safe, because pulling your money out of your accounts in retirement is really scary. What's the thing that we try to remind folks about all the time on this show? Don't run out of money before you run out of life. So when you shift from a growth and accumulation stage, you have to move into a safety stage where if you can have some growth, that's great. But the main thing is don't lose your money because you aren't working anymore. Now, some people go back to work. That's just one of the things that could happen as a danger in retirement. But the main thing is protect your money. Don't lose what you've spent 30 years accumulating, because you're going to need that over the next 30 years to be able to pay your daily expenses.
And Gary, you know, mistakes are a part of life, but there are some mistakes that are easier to recover from than others. So when it comes to your money and time, the closer you are to retirement, the less time you have to recover from a bad money move. So by not taking any chances, I think you've come up with a few more examples of how dangerous that could be as you're getting near retirement.
And you're exactly right. When you start wanting to protect your money in retirement, you got to make sure you don't take on more risk to make up for lost time.
And we're going to talk about that after we remind our radio program listeners that they can call for a complimentary consultation with Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. Just say you heard it on the radio and you'd like to take advantage of the offer. Pick up the phone and call 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. Well, let's say you got a late start on retirement. You know, we change jobs during our careers. We hopefully move up and make more money. Well, let's say that you made more money in the latter part of your working career, but you don't feel like you've saved quite enough. Well, you might fall into the risk of taking on more risk to make up for that lost time. A more aggressive allocation when you're putting money away means that there's a higher potential for higher returns, but there's also a higher potential for lower returns and losing your money. So it's very important that when you're planning for your retirement, you make sure you're okay in your worst case scenario. We look at the income you're going to need in retirement. We help people identify the expenses that they're going to have from day to day. And worst case, let's make sure you never run out of money to cover those basic needs. After that, then we can work on things to cover in entertainment, growth, maybe taking care of family members, planning for the luxury things that we want to have in retirement.
You mentioned you're going over the top 10 mistakes retirees can make.
Correct.
With their money. What's the next one?
Claiming Social Security without a plan. Social Security is one of the greatest annuities that you'll ever have because it is a guaranteed payment for the rest of your life. And here's the great part. It has a guaranteed cost of living increase when we have things like inflation. So when you're looking at your Social Security, especially if you're married, it's important to time which one of you wants to take Social Security. Our suggestion, if possible, have the larger wage owner defer taking their Social Security for as long as possible. The younger one, go ahead and take theirs first. But when the larger earner can forego taking theirs, their Social Security grows at a higher rate. And if that higher earner passes away first, when someone passes away on Social Security, if you're married, you get the higher of the two benefits. So it's a way for the remaining person to have a higher guaranteed income. And I can't stress the importance of guaranteed income enough. Guaranteed income is guaranteed income. That's money that you can count on every single month that you don't have to worry about investing. You don't have to worry about a rate of return. It's there. So maximizing your Social Security is one thing that you definitely want to take a look at.
And Gary, can you just kind of clarify, you made a comment about how Social Security is one form of an annuity, the best annuity investment that you can make. Can you kind of clarify on that? Like what does it provide or help provide to spouses?
Well, it's not just a monthly check. When you talk about Social Security, there are also dependent benefits, there are widow's benefits. There's a whole range of things that Social Security will do for you when you file for Social Security. I'll give you an example. When I filed for Social Security, I still had a child that was in high school. And all of a sudden, he started getting $1,000 a month. $1,000 a month because I retired at, I filed for my Social Security. And when I went in, they said, well, you realize you still have a child in high school. He's going to get half your benefits. Now, I looked at her like, well, he shouldn't get half of my money. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, honey, he's not getting half of your money. He's getting half of what you're going to get as an additional benefit. So these are the kind of things that if you're thinking about Social Security, you know, we're retirement planners. We are not just people helping you grow money. We're helping you plan your future so you maximize all the resources that you have that are available to you in retirement.
Now, the dollar amount that you're talking about, though, is individual to one's own Social Security figures and not you know, the dollar amount that you just mentioned for everyone.
Absolutely.
If that pertains to them. So there really are, you know, some things to kind of look about when you're considering Social Security. Lots of different opportunities.
And Gary, of course, that happened years ago before you got into the insurance and financial business.
I wish I would have known about it then.
But we encourage folks to call for a complimentary consultation. It could be just about how to take your Social Security.
Sure.
It could be about Medicare. It could be a risk analysis. It could be several concerns you have. But you can't make any progress if you don't pick up the phone and call Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. Those numbers again are 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And before I forget, go to our website, relaxretire.com. Am I correct there?
That's right. And just leave us a comment. Leave us your name, number, contact information, and we'll get back with you.
Relaxretire.com.
Yes, just those two words, just that simple.
Now, Gary, I know that we talk about this a lot on the show because it is important. But we're also coming upon an open enrollment time for Medicare, right?
Yes, we are. The 15th through October 15th through December 7th is open enrollment for people that are on Medicare. Of course, if you're eligible for Medicare, you can sign up 3 months before and 3 months after your 65th birthday. But the fourth thing you don't want to do in retirement is assume that you don't need to budget for health care, because Medicare is not free. Your Part A benefits you've been paying for all your life. These are your hospital benefits, hospitalization, and different costs there. But your doctor's visits, your outpatient surgery, those are covered under Part B, and that costs you. Now, I mentioned this on the show last week. We're going to maybe... they're suggesting right now they're going to lower our Part B cost. Don't get too excited. You know, we just got raised from last year from $150 a month to $170, and they're projecting that we may have about a $4 decrease, maybe getting it back around $156 or $166. So, but Medicare is expensive. And when you sign up for Medicare, generally, you want to take your Part A. If you're working, go ahead and sign up for Part A, even if you're 65. You're still probably under your company's health insurance. But when you retire, you definitely want to sign up for Part B, unless you're still able to maintain that company insurance. It's called credible coverage. When you come in, we'll go through that in detail. But Medicare, you want to sign up for Part B. And you definitely, even when you turn 65, if you're not covered by a prescription drug plan with your company's insurance, and they will send you a letter every year saying what you have is called credible coverage. Credible coverage means you have coverage at least equal to what Medicare will offer you. Well, if they don't offer you a drug benefit, when you turn 65, I hate to say you're required, but you're required to sign up for a prescription drug plan. Don't worry, if you just need to do that, they're not that expensive. But if you fail to sign up for that prescription drug plan, they will add a 1% penalty for the average cost of a drug plan every month that you're late, and that penalty will go there for the rest of your life. So that's an important date that you don't want to miss. Definitely take advantage of Medicare. You've been paying for it all your life. But then when you do sign up for Medicare, think about whether you want to have a Medicare supplement or a Medicare Advantage plan. Each has pluses and minuses. And that's one thing that if you're interested, when you get to that age, give us a call and we'll sit down with you. We'll go through all the parts of Medicare. We'll talk about which ones are available to you. If you've not been working in your working career and you're not married to someone that has been working, you can still get Medicare, but you may have a cost for it. So just another important aspect of what retirement planning is, not just financial planning.
And again, Gary, they can just give us a call anytime, because there are people that qualify for Medicare or need to sign up for Medicare all year long. Don't wait for an invite somewhere.
Absolutely.
To get information, because you have a resource here at Relax and Retire if you just pick up the phone and give us a call.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Take advantage of the opportunity of a complimentary consultation. No pressure, no obligation. call 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. Hey, while I'm thinking about this, our seminars for this month are October 27th and November the 1st. I'm correct on that, right?
That is correct.
Both at Jesse's Restaurant, wonderful place in Magnolia Springs. The seats are filling up, but if you're interested, please call us. The last couple of times we've had to add additional evenings because people are worried about their money right now. I don't go one day in the office without someone calling saying, how much money have I lost so far this year? With our strategies, I don't have to tell them they've lost any money. I can tell them your money's safe. Your money is safe, and in some areas, it's still growing. So while we're talking about our money, we just talked about the government benefit. Let's talk about our government obligation, because one of the other pitfalls of retirement planning is avoid tax planning. Most of us are putting most, if not all, of our retirement savings in a tax-deferred plan. That's not bad. But you are only allowed to put a certain number of dollars in there pre-tax. You can put plenty in there and put some in after-tax. But as you're planning for retirement, you need to be planning for what your tax burden is going to be when you're retired. My parents and many people retired thinking that when you're retired, your taxes are going to be lower. Well, in today's modern era, we're living on about 80% of our pre-retirement income in retirement. So if you think your tax burden is going to be lower, you may have a surprise when you get to April 15th every year and see that because you're still using about the same amount of money that you were using in retirement, that you were using in your working years, that your tax burden is not lower. And in fact, your tax burden is going to go up in 2026. We got a tax break in 2017. Some people didn't notice it. Some people noticed it when they didn't get a refund the next year, but they didn't get a refund because their tax break, their tax bands had been lowered. Well, those tax bands are due to go back up January 1 of 2026. And guess what? Neither party has to claim responsibility for it. So, it's not written in stone that our tax rates will. It is written in stone our tax rates are set to go up. Maybe depending on which political party is in power, they may stay the same or they may go up. But regardless of what happens, good tax planning is an important part of good retirement planning. When you're young, yes, you should be contributing to a 401k, an IRA, especially if it has a company match.
If it's available.
We can set up your own IRA through a strategy if you want to put money away tax deferred. Now, the other important thing is to think about tax-free. Tax-free means you're putting money away that when you start taking it out 20, 30 years from now, you really don't care what the tax rate is because your tax rate is going to be zero. The only tax rate that is, to me, the best tax rate is zero. And by putting your money in a strategy that we can offer, we will show you how to put money away for tax-free income in retirement. That way, you're not putting all your money in a tax-deferred account, which could cause your Social Security to be taxed. So it's proper tax planning. So then when we move on, we start talking about how do you keep up with it? Most people just put money away in their retirement account, and this is so common. People come in and they say, you know, I've just been putting deposits in out of my payroll, but I never look at it. Do you ever look at how your money's allocated in there? It's important. Your employer is going to offer you different ways to put your money in to make it grow, but a lot of those ways are put only in the stock market. Some are put in fixed investments where you have a guaranteed return. Another personal story, in 2007, I had a significant amount of money in my IRA. And for some reason, I felt uncomfortable. I moved my money within my IRA from the stock side to the bond side. And when the stock market took a 40% drop in 2008, guess how much I lost? Nothing. I made 3% on the bonds. So you constantly have to watch what you're doing with your IRA or your 401, because it is a fluid investment. It is an investment that can go up in value and go down in value. And in 2008, we saw a 30-something percent drop. 2 years ago, we saw about a 20% drop. This year, because the stock market is down about 20-23%, if you're looking at your IRA statement, might not be reflected till the next month or next quarter whenever you're getting a report. But if you're in a 401k today and you're not watching it and you're all in the stock side, you've probably lost about 24% of the money in there. That's a pretty big hit.
This is something else that you can help with if they'd like to call for a complimentary consultation.
Absolutely.
So look at that 401k.
We help people look at how their 401s are allocated, even if they can't move it.
Okay, so we encourage our radio program listeners to call Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope and take advantage of the offer to sit down and speak with some folks about if your retirement is going the way you think it should be or you hope it's going. The numbers to call are 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
Gary, what are some other top mistakes retirees make with their money?
Well, number six is don't track it. And I just kind of touched on that. But number seven, when we're working and when we are in our accumulation years, sometimes we have the tendency to upsize everything, get a bigger house, get a newer car, spend more on travel. You need to be thinking 30 years out, what are you going to be doing when you're 70 and 80? I often ask a question of a client, and it's kind of fun to listen to the answer. What do you think you can be doing when you're 80 years old? Now, some people say, well, I don't even know if I'm going to live that long. Statistically, our lifespans for a healthy man, non-smoker, is about 85 right now, and a woman is 87. So that's average. So many of us and many of our clients are well over 80. So ask yourself this important question: what do I see my life like when I'm 80 years old? Because if you can't think of the future, you don't have a goal to plan for. And planning and tracking is one of the most important things we help people do. We tell all of our clients, come in at least for an annual review. Are you sitting down with your financial professional planner at least once a year? If you're not, you may not be getting the best advice because you're getting no advice. And it goes back again to, we have to plan in retirement for things we don't expect. Nobody expected COVID. Nobody expected a war in Ukraine. Maybe some signs were pointing to it, but you have to be careful and you have to be planning for that. Next thing, don't decrease your emergency fund. This is something a lot of people have been having to depend on in the last couple of years. If your job was affected when COVID struck and businesses were shut down, you had to dip into an emergency fund. Good rule of an emergency fund: when you're working, have at least 6 months worth of income or money in a fund to pay your bills. When you retire, you need to stretch that out to about 2 years, because you don't know what's going to happen in retirement. We live in a world that is fluid. So when you're planning and thinking about enjoying your retirement, remember, it's not going to be a static time where you just turn the switch off and you're retired and you just don't go to work anymore. Next thing, learn something. You know, we all have access to the internet. Our best clients are the ones that actually take the time to get on the internet and research some subjects and ask us what we think are the best courses of action.
Well, now, Gary, you have to be very cautious about going online, too, because some of the information that you might be Googling or searching on, it could be very generic and not specific to your own situation. So while it might help guide some of your thinking and some of your questions, it may not be the right choice for you. And that's the benefit of sitting down and talking with someone who actually can help you kind of decipher some of what you're reading on the internet, so that you don't become misinformed. You know, you only need to rely on your retirement savings and planning, you know, for the next 20 years or 30 years, so they say. And then if that's your thinking, then you might start getting into, well, there's no reason to learn anything else about what I'm doing because the internet has told me everything that I need to know, you know. So if I just look at this much and set aside this much on this percentage just by going off what the internet says, you know, it might not be to your advantage to do that, but it is to your advantage to give us a call because learning nothing means you're not growing. And if you're not growing, it could be putting your retirement income and your retirement for both you and your spouse at risk.
Don't let that happen. Simply pick up the phone. Even if you're listening on the weekend, write this number down or leave a message so that you can take advantage of a complimentary consultation with Relax and Retire Financial Services. They're in Fairhope and the numbers are 625-1226.
625-1226.
Toll free if you need it, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And Gary, I just wanted to mention for our listeners out there, you know, the planning process at Relax and Retire is delivered over a series of meetings, and that's intentional. Because we want to be able to help educate you and find the best place for your retirement, for living your retirement your way. And, you know, sometimes you just need to have some time to digest the information and ask the questions so that we can work through it together to make sure that your goals will stay on track, because we do find that if we have something to measure, then we can stay where we want to be to get to where you want to be. Yeah. And that happens. That doesn't just happen with one meeting, because there's just so much to try to absorb. And so that's fine, because we don't mind taking that extra time. And Gary, there's another mistake I think that we've come across to see, not sharing your plans with your family members.
That's becoming more and more important. You know, as people live longer and longer, we're dealing with our bodies that are, you know, probably not meant to last 100 years, but medical science is giving us the techniques and the medications to make us live a long and happy life. But as we get older, sometimes we're not as sharp as we were when we were maybe in our 20s or 30s. So we're seeing a lot of family members, especially children, that are helping with their parents' care. And when your parents have been saving and maintaining their financial accounts for 20, 30, 40 years, it gets to the point where having a family member help you, hopefully a trusted family member, will be an important part of a transition. Right now, we're having the greatest transfer of wealth between baby boomers like me and the next generation, millennials. I'm thinking that's who's right after me, millennials, Gen X's. But there's there are trillions and trillions of dollars that are about to pass from one generation to the next. And it's important that the families talk about how they want that money to move on, whether it's just designating them as a beneficiary or setting up a trust. These are all things that go into good retirement planning.
And Gary, you know, it is a good thing to not leave your family members the last minute details of trying to find what's going on. Conversations about money are sometimes tough to start, but boy, you feel better once you know that you have everything lined up. And that's what we're here for. So reach out, give us a call, go onto our website, inquire about our upcoming seminar.
Thank you so much, Gary Garner and Vicki Miller with Relax and Retire Financial Services. Those numbers again, 625-1226 or toll-free, 877-251-1984. You've been listening to Retirement Your Way. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at the same time on this same station. Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement.